Baudepieu had the gift of reading people's souls, but his insight went beyond mere sins in need of confession. He had a remarkable understanding of doubts and troubles as well. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The stories we have today are sourced from the book De Padre, Saint Pio of Pertlcina, written by Father Marcelino Iacenzeniero. According to Father Marcelino, Padre Pio's spiritual sons had an unwavering belief in his extraordinary knowledge of the state of their souls. He shares a fascinating testimony given by Father Federico Corza, who was a student at the Seraphic College in San Giovanni Rotondo between 1917 and 1920. By the way, in case you didn't know, the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo had a small seminary called the Seraphic College, and Padre Pio was entrusted with the important role of being its director. That meant he was responsible for providing spiritual guidance to the many young friars studying there. Now let's delve into Father Federico's captivating testimony. He recounts, "I did not witness any extraordinary events from Padre Pio during my time of formation, but I can say that we, the students, were all convinced that he could read our hearts. This shared belief resonated deeply with all of them who had the privilege of living alongside Padre Pio. But it wasn't just their personal experiences that solidified this conviction. Padre Pio's own words served to strengthen it even further. Listen to this. One day in the church square, two women engaged in a passionate discussion on the subject. One of them fervently asserted, 'Padre Pio knows everything,' while the other skeptically responded, 'But that's impossible.' Now here comes the truly astonishing part. Just a few days later, without having mentioned a word of their lively conversation, the skeptical woman found herself in the confessional. To her amazement, Padre Pio, without any prior knowledge, spoke these profound words: 'Through Jesus, I see and hear everything. I see everything you do and hear everything you say.'" Wow. You can just imagine the shock this woman experienced when, after a passionate debate about Padre Pio's extraordinary knowledge, she found herself in the confessional only to hear Padre Pio say words that pierced through her skepticism. Father Pasquale Cattaneo also provides us with a compelling testimony that highlights Padre Pio's remarkable gift of soul reading. One beautiful morning, Father Pasquale embarked on a bus journey from Foggia to San Giovanni Rotondo. As the bus traversed Montcargano, he set aside the concerns he had planned to discuss with Padre Pio and instead turned his attention inward for an examination of conscience in preparation for a good confession. Now that's a good use of travel time. Nowadays we constantly fiddle on our smartphones. Why not make an examination of conscience or say a few prayers instead? With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Father Pasquale explored every corner of his soul, acknowledging his faults and making heartfelt resolutions for amendment. As the bus climbed the final hill, gradually revealing the town before his eyes, Father Pasquale finished his examination of conscience and pondered, "This spiritual life is sometimes like trying to climb a greasy pole." I can imagine many of us often feel that way. Upon reaching the convent, he entered the sacristy and informed the assisting friar of his intention to confess to Padre Pio, and waited patiently for his turn. When the moment arrived, he entered the confessional, greeted Padre Pio, and unburdened his soul through an honest confession. Father Pasquale poured out his troubles, receiving guidance and absolution in return. As he rose from the confessional, filled with joy and relief, he turned for a final glance, only to be met with Padre Pio's warm smile. With a playful glimmer in his eyes, Padre Pio posed a question that struck Father Pasquale at his core. "So, is this spiritual life sometimes like trying to climb a greasy pole?" The sheer astonishment of hearing Padre Pio reflect upon his earlier contemplation left Father Pasquale speechless. Yet, his extraordinary encounter fortified his belief that Padre Pio possessed special insights from the Holy Spirit, guiding and enlightening souls on their spiritual journeys. What struck me as profound in this story is the question Padre Pio posed to Father Pasquale after his confession. It seems that Padre Pio's intention went beyond merely demonstrating his insight into Father Pasquale's thoughts and troubles. Rather, he aimed to illuminate a deeper truth about the spiritual life. You see, Padre Pio's question hinted at the fact that the journey of faith is not similar to attempting to climb a slippery pole, which is difficult and nearly impossible. We are fortunate to have the sacrament of confession as a divine gift, offering us support in our struggles. Consider this. We don't have to face the challenges of our spiritual ascent alone. In His wisdom, God has bestowed upon us the gift of Jesus, who serves as an elevator, so to speak, lifting us towards the Father. And just as a loving mother supports and guides her children, we can find solace in the knowledge that Mary, our Blessed Mother, is there to intercede for us and help us stay on the right path when we slip back into sin. Together, Jesus and Mary provide us the loving assistance we need on our journey of faith. Therefore, my dear friends, let us never underestimate the significance of confession in our spiritual journey, recognizing it as an opportunity to be lifted closer to holiness. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio. Dear friends, our ardent goal and desire with this YouTube apostolate is to inspire people so they do not give up hope and faith in God in these certainly very trying times. This is our ardent goal and desire. But to accomplish this for the long term, this following Padre Pio project needs to be financially self-sustaining. We also aim for a bigger and better apostolate. Our Protected Child of Padre Pio program helps us to fulfill both of these important goals for the salvation of souls, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. We have regular Masses celebrated for those who join. These Masses will be celebrated especially for your intentions, as well as for any intentions Padre Pio may have. By joining, you will also be a part of a network of Padre Pio devotees all praying for each other. Additionally, you will receive one or more beautiful gifts as a token of our gratitude. A personalized A4 certificate of appreciation, confirming your inclusion in our monthly or weekly Padre Pio Masses. An A5 full-color printed photo. To me, it's certainly one of the more beautiful photos of Padre Pio. His goodness and charisma really seem to shine through. It's an A5 size and ready to frame. A little prayer booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers, printed specially for you. And depending on your level of support, we will send you this beautiful statue of Padre Pio. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you will be helping souls in need. Padre Pio promised he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. Find out more by clicking the link in the description below.